Over the last couple of years, there seems to be a variety of movies based on superheroes like Superman or Batman or Wonder Woman. I remember growing up watching Superman and Batman myself and marveled how these, what looks like ordinary people, like a news reporter or a philanthropist, do extraordinary things. And I think we enjoy seeing that these people who are just like us, but do great things around us, and it makes the whole world a lot better. And today we celebrate real superheroes. Not gifted with flying abilities or X-ray vision, the ones who are ordinary men and women, teenagers and boys and girls, who gain strength from the grace of God, the gift of the Eucharist, and a life of loving service in extraordinary ways. And we call them the saints. These are our brothers and sisters whom we celebrate today. These wonderful people who've been an inspiration to us and intercede for us every day. These are wonderful people and we rejoice with them. But the call to be a saint is not just for a select few. It's for every one of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus. And to look at the saints, we can see a variety of people like clergy and religious, kings and queens, prostitutes, bankers, doctors, lawyers, politicians, a variety of occupations and vocations, all of them responding to God's call in the life to live for Him first and to love their neighbor as in they would do themselves. This is our call as well. Today is a reminder that we are all called to be saints. Today is our time to start living as saints, to respond to God's grace, making Him first in our life, putting Him before all others, and having loving Him, we can turn and love our neighbor like we heard in last Sunday's gospel. Everyone in heaven is a saint, with a capital S or a small s. And as we honor our Blessed Mother and Saint Joseph and our particular patrons, our family members and friends who have died and gone before us, and those who are in heaven now, they're saints. And we call upon them and be inspired by them as well to help us live out our lives in extraordinary ways. May we be inspired by all these wonderful people, our brothers and sisters, who walked the journey before us and succeeded. They had their faults. No saint is without sin, except for our Blessed Mother. But all of them had their struggles and their challenges and crosses, just like you and I, but they kept their eyes fixed on Christ. And now they rejoice with Him forever in heaven. May they intercede for us to help us on our journey of faith. And then one day, we can receive the reward that will be great in heaven, rejoicing and praising our God and the Lamb who sits upon the throne.